Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 15th of July 2023. The Bible reading today is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Today's article, titled Empowered for the Everyday, was written by Lisa M. Samra. Every Moment Holy is a beautiful book of prayers for a variety of activities, including ordinary ones like preparing a meal or doing the laundry, necessary tasks that can feel repetitive or mundane. The book reminded me of the words of the author G.K. Chesterton, who wrote, "You say grace before meals, all right, but I say grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in the ink." Such encouragement lifts my perspective on the activities of my day. Sometimes I'm inclined to divide my activities into ones that appear to have spiritual value, like reading devotions before a meal, and other activities I think have little spiritual value, such as doing the dishes after the meal. Paul erased that divide in a letter to the people of Colossae, who had chosen to live for Jesus. He encouraged them with these words, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Doing things in Jesus' name means both honouring him as we do them and having the assurance that his Spirit will strengthen us to accomplish them. Whatever you do, all the ordinary activities of our lives, every moment can be empowered by God's Spirit and done in a way that honours Jesus. Pray. Jesus, empower me by your Spirit to honour you today in all that I do. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Peter, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.